KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we have Buffalo Hill Terrace's recreation and wellness manager again, Hannah Brown. Hi, Hannah.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. And who did you bring with you today?
I brought Tammy Mezhewitz. She's our recreation coordinator at the lodge.
Oh, boy. So we're going to talk recreation today, right?
Right.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, with the holiday season and everything here, it's a time when families gather and everything. But that doesn't always work out if we have a family that's got some people with memory problems.
Yeah, it could be different. It can be a whole different dynamic if you have a loved one with some memory issues. It might make the holidays a little bit challenging, so we try to help out with that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, how do we get into the memory support business here, huh?
Well, I think Emmanuel just saw a need for memory support.
Mm-hmm.
So when they first opened, we didn't have exactly what we have now. We had Brattsburg years ago. Tammy actually used to work in Brattsburg.
Brattsburg?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it was our memory care for, you know, back then at this Emmanuel Skilled Care Center.
Okay. A good Norwegian name.
Right.
Okay. All right. And recreational programming at the lodge. Talk a little about that, too.
Well, it's pretty much, you know, a day. You know, we mm-hmm. do programming all day long, and we try to bring meaningful, purposeful activities to people who are living in the lodge.
And we're not talking about going out and playing basketball, are we?
No, but we can. We have played basketball.
Really? Yeah. You've done that sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, the days are just filled with a variety of different things, so there's always something going on. So it could be a music group, or it could be a spiritual group, or like a Bodies in Motion that we do in the afternoon. That would be like something like basketball, tossing a football, balloon volleyball.
Maybe some arts and crafts, maybe?
Oh, yeah. We do arts and crafts. We do bingo. Oh, we do non-traditional bingo by, you know, like it's maybe, you know, famous movie stars or that they would remember back then.
Or even theme it, like we do Thanksgiving, since that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we have a lot of more, just some cool ways to get people, get your mind working.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what my dad used to always say, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And he was always doing crossword puzzles. And later, when he got online, he was playing cribbage with these guys online and beating them.
Right, yes. That's exciting when you win.
Yeah, it really is. But the idea here is that, to keep active and keep your mind active.
I think so, for sure. And there's always something that you can do. Maybe they're not able to do it exactly the way they used to years ago, but we can kind of meet them partway and create a version of it that they can enjoy
and still feel successful at.
Oh, I like the sound of all that. I really want to talk a bit about the differentiation that you have to do, because everybody's coming from a little different place, and we'll do that next.
It's your chance to visit a true life plan community. That's where everything you need, now and in the future, is in one place. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 29th, it's Buffalo Hill Terrace's open house from 2 until 4 p.m. Now, this is a great opportunity to see the community in a casual atmosphere, learn about all the lifestyle options Buffalo Hill Terrace has to offer, and, of course, enjoy a fabulous latte or chai tea from Buffalo's very own The Wooden Nickel Barista. That's Buffalo Hill Terrace's open house, Friday, November 29th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Wooden Nickel. That's inside Buffalo Hill Terrace. And feel free to bring along visiting family and friends. Everybody's welcome to explore the community at Buffalo Hill Terrace's open house.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And we have Hannah Brown and Tammy Mezhewitz with us. All right, so they're at, in both the places where you guys are, at, people come to you and they're in different stages of memory loss or memory care, different stages. How do you deal with that?
As far as, you mean like programming?
Sure.
Just like, trying to find things that they're successful at, you know, and breaking it down so that they can feel successful, or that they have that where they feel like they're, they're a part of something, and that they can still be there.
So individualizing.
Definitely.
Yeah,
you can kind of tweak it a little bit for each person to meet them wherever they're at.
How do you approach work now every day when you come in? Because in your situation, you're not entirely sure who's going to be there that day.
Yeah, well, we do, before someone comes in, you know, we have like a history. So we know a lot about that person before they even come in. So then we read that and get to know the person that way. And then once they come in, then we're able to provide things that...
We can kind of brainstorm what might be fun for them to do that day or what might be special for them. Learn about, I don't know, something they're into or their favorite food and kind of have that ready to go. It's a nice way to get the day going.
Well, now, you've got a lot of repeat people where you are. Well, both of you do, actually, but Hannah in particular over at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different for you. How do you reach out to those folks?
You know, I think always just keeping an open mind and figuring out what they want to do and what they're interested in. And they might be really into a certain program at some point and then maybe want to switch it up and just, I guess, be flexible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, maybe introduce something new.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, something that, hey, try this. Okay, now in your situation over at the Lodge, you don't always have the same people every day because you've got drop-ins, too, coming in. So how do you work on that?
So we basically have a calendar that kind of sets up our day. You know, we kind of have something set. And then for folks coming in, a lot of times they continue to enjoy the music groups, or maybe it's somebody that feels like they want to be busy or something, and maybe they were a baker, so we could roll cookies or fold clothes or, you know, something that makes them feel like they're doing something helpful.
Well, you know, when everybody's having a good day, that's one thing, but what about it when somebody's not having such a good day?
Well, then you just kind of have to be there with them, you know, kind of. I always use validation, which is, you know, coming to them where they're at. You know, so if they're having a bad day and want to go home, you know, we talk about home. You know, what is home like? What do you miss about home? You know, and we know a lot about that person. So we can always say, you know, I heard you were the best cook. You made the best cookies. What kind of cookies did you like to bake? You know, and sometimes just talking about the things that they're missing helps get them distracted, and then they start, you know, they get off that where they are having a rough moment.
How do you collect this information on people that are, for example, dropping in?
Well, we visit a lot with their families, and then we have a personal history that they fill out before they come in.
So you're kind of prepped on everybody who comes in, and since you know who's coming in that day anyway, you can really be on top of things.
Right, because it's not a set schedule. You know, if we're doing something and it's not working, we just stop and go to something else.
Well, sometimes evenings can be challenging for folks with memory loss, and we'll see what we can do about that right after this.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
We have Ann Brown and Tammy Meshewitz with us. So, you know, sometimes the evenings can be the toughest times for just about anybody, particularly when you're lonely. And when you have memory care issues and the world is not quite with you, that loneliness can really hit at night. What sorts of things can you do to help?
Well, you can, you know, spend time with them, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're a team, you know. It's not just one person. So a lot of different people can sit and visit with that person. You can get them involved in something, maybe put them with somebody else that's feeling the same way and kind of help engage them in conversation. And, you know, a lot of problems are solved over a good cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
And then you've got a little different situation at Buffalo Hill Terrace because you have residents there, and there's always somebody around.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. There are definitely groups of folks who, you know, make friends just like they would anywhere else and can kind of join each other.
And the idea here is to try to connect those folks so that nobody feels like they're all by themselves.
Sure.
All right. Monthly caregiver group. You guys do this every month. What is it, the second?
It's actually the third Monday.
The third Monday
of every month.
Okay.
It's easy to remember because it's the third Monday at 3.
The third Monday at 3.
All right. And it's a caregiver support group for folks who are taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's or another kind of dementia.
Mm-hmm. Why do you feel it's important that people attend these?
I think it's important to talk to other people who are going through a similar situation and get some support from them. A lot of times, you know, I've been able to sit in and help with the support group once in a while, and you just hear amazing stories and advice going back and forth, and just knowing that somebody else feels the same way you do or has experienced what you're going through, I think is a big relief.
Tammy, how do you see that?
Yeah.
How do you see that?
It's the same way you don't feel alone, and so you know that there are other people out there, and you can build relationships with those people, out in the community to be able to problem solve and things that are going on at the home.
Well, now tomorrow you guys are going to open up the place for everybody to come in and see. Mm-hmm. Talk with us a little about that open house and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so we have an open house from 2 to 4. It's going to be in the Wooden Nickel, which is our, you can get a coffee. It's kind of a little bistro area at Buffalo mm-hmm. Hill Terrace. And there will be team members there to give you more information and give you a tour. So if somebody wanted to learn more about the lodge, they could definitely stop in or any of our other services.
So, I mean, is this the whole campus now?
Yes.
The whole campus. So we're talking about Buffalo Hill Terrace. We're talking about all the other everything else there in the community.
Right. Anything they need more information on, they could definitely stop in tomorrow and we could help them out.
Okay, mm-hmm. So tomorrow from 2 to 4, the big open house.
Oh, not tomorrow. I'm so sorry. Friday.
Oh, Friday. You know what?
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh, me too. Well,
we both said it.
I think I led you down that path. My apologies. Yes, it is Friday, folks. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We have to, Okay, but that's an important time too because people there who are there with memory care issues, they don't really have a holiday, do they?
Oh, yeah, they do. We make sure they have a holiday.
But I mean to say is there's no holiday from what they're going through. That's what I meant.
Oh, right. Yes, they don't.
But we do make sure that they do get to celebrate the holiday anyway.
Yeah.
And then Friday's the open house from 2 until 4. You guys will be there. And
that's right.
Now you've had a chance to meet Hannah and Tammy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.